Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hey guys, welcome aboard.
Hey.
We got away from saying welcome aboard, but I'm going back to it. The throwback.
Sound like you just hired me.
Anyway, so I have another in our series of crazy video podcasts, which translate very well, I think.
No, seriously, though, I think the video thing is a pretty big hit with people.
Yeah.
At least the people I've talked to.
No, I agree. But I just think it's funny that we're describing videos on a podcast, but anyway, well, I'll just get right to it. Tanya was, my girlfriend Tanya, is going to school to become a vet or a vet tech or something to do with animals. And she's been dissecting animals and stuff a lot at school. And she's learning about animals. And she was watching a video about a rat autopsy sort of, or not autopsy, but just a rat being dissected but on YouTube. And then, so one of the related videos was just autopsy, and we clicked on it, and it was really weird, and I want you to watch it. So we'll just kind of watch it and kind of, you know, describe and what we're seeing, and then I guarantee it'll bring up a discussion. So you ready to go, Ben?
The assistant's going to make the first incision. In any autopsy, the classical way of beginning it is by making a Y-shaped incision, starting on the chest and then extending downwards to the pubic area. This allows full exposure of the various body cavities while still maintaining a...
this is a woman, right?
Yeah, this is a woman.
An open casket.
And this is real?
This is real. That's a real woman.
And is she dead?
Well, she better be. They are just slicing through her. This is creeping me out.
Oh!
The first flap that he's reflecting is being done so that you can expose the neck organs.
She looks somewhat young.
Yeah, she's kind
of
hot.
Examined as part of the autopsy.
Chris is going to masturbate to this later.
Chris is like, I wonder if you could choke a dead person to the same effect. Isn't it crazy how he just slices through her skin?
Oh, God, he doesn't even care.
She has tan lines.
Yeah, you know she spent some time on the beach. She's got some nice sun.
Doesn't this seem fake, though? Look at the way he grabs the skin.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can see Bush.
It's like Revenge of the Nerds.
Is being examined in this case.
Oh, this is horrible.
Isn't this?
The cause of death is a drug intoxication.
Is that a baby in her?
No, it's her intestines.
It's an antidepressant medication. But in order to prove that,
he just felt her.
Huh. What they're noticing is that this individual has had breast implants placed.
Yeah, she has.
They just found silicone in her breast
earlier, so it's a little bit.
Doesn't that look crazy right now? I mean, just look at it. It's only half of her. It just looks so unreal. But doesn't that make you think? Hang on, let's pause this. Doesn't this just make you think? Oh my God. This is what it is to be a human? Like, they just tore her apart.
It's weird that those are the things that are inside of you. Well, not breast implants, but it's crazy to think watching this how gross it seems to me, but most of those things are inside of me. But I find it gross.
No, I know. That's what this thing freaked me out.
You know, it's weird. I've seen a lot of autopsy videos before, and I agree they're creepy, but this is weirdly less creepy because this is a young woman. Her body doesn't look that bad.
Okay, let me explain what's weird to me about this. At the beginning of this video, it was an intact human. You know, it had all the resemblance of a human. It was just a human. For all I know, she could have been sleeping if I just glanced at her. Right now, they have torn her apart so that half of her body is just her insides. The other half is this weird skin just hanging
loose
there loosely. And it's just...
And he was filleting her.
Oh man, he just sliced her apart. But I can't stop thinking now how. Okay, let me give an example. The first time I tore an engine on my car apart and put it back together. You've probably done this, Chris. Like the first time you really worked on your car, you took out one part and put in another part, and you really had to tear your engine apart and then put it back together. Right after you put your engine back together, didn't you just barely want to feather the gas after you drove it and just go real light on the brakes because you realized how many things had to be working perfectly for your car not to just fall apart?
Yeah.
That's how I feel after watching this autopsy. I feel like, God damn, so much stuff has to be going, working properly in my body for me to be functioning as a human. And if one of these things fails, that's it. I'm done.
Yeah. this is an understatement, but this, it just makes you look super complicated when you actually see all the intricate bells and whistles underneath
that fake titty.
What seems
weird is, doesn't it seem weird how you would kind of think that he would just slowly make the incisions and stuff, but like he was ripping through her like a guy cutting a steak.
No, it's exactly what it was like. It was like he was a chef and he had to get this out. Like someone ordered her and he had to get it out there quick or else his shit was going down.
He looks like he's the best at autopsies. He's just been doing this for years and he sliced her up like skinning a fish.
Yeah, that's what it looks like too, the way the skin flops off her. Oh, it's creepy.
And the crazy thing, I wish we could see her face because that would really freak me out.
Well, later on in this thing, they start tearing apart like each individual part of her and they take this weird tool out to
saw. Well, don't ruin the ending for me.
Well, you want to keep watching?
Yeah,
let's, let's keep watching. All right.
Okay, what he's doing now is reflecting back, cutting the diaphragm.
Are you conscious of your body right now? I feel my heart beating.
Yeah, I know.
And exposing the peritoneal cavity.
All the stuff inside her.
Abdominal cavity.
Oh, God. He's cutting open the other half of her now.
Oh, man, I can't watch it. It's just...
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, God, it doesn't look real.
I know.
Loops of bowel, trying to find the appendix.
It just looks like she's got a bunch of ground beef on her.
And sausage links.
Seriously. Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Like I don't like that angle.
Oh, he's just ripping her heart out. That's insane. But she does look delicious. Throw some of those organs on the grill.
Look at this.
Oh, jeez.
Now the ribs are being cut so that the chest...
They don't have a better tool for that?
Seriously, they're using the tool that you use to cut your bushes.
They bought that from Ace Hardware.
Oh, God, this is giving me a headache.
What you're going to do here is you want to get...
Oh, jeez, that's crazy.
The chest plate... in order to expose the heart and lungs.
This is like speed autopsy.
Heart and lungs in place.
No kidding. Are they always
what
this quick?
Now is cutting
no idea.
The,
how would you put her back together again?
That's the problem. That's
sure
exactly
no
what screwed up
pulmonary embolus, which
all
is
the king's horses and all the king's men.
The lung is when a large clot is formed somewhere else in the body and travels to the lung. What he pulled out was not a clot that formed while the person was alive. That was a post-mortem blood clot. Now the heart
dear Lord,
removed.
Isn't it weird that this was
next
a human not that long ago? Like, it was so recognizable.
He's taking the right
yeah, like 4 minutes and 4 seconds ago.
He's cut the bronchus, the main airway to the lung, and noticed that there was some mucoid material in the bronchus.
Isn't it weird how it just bounces around? Oh, God.
He's now removing the pericardial
It's like, don't you want him to slow down and have a little respect? He's just sawing like crazy. He acts like he doesn't even know what he's doing.
Like they're having a blowout sale on organs.
Now. That sits in
like he's
I mean, seriously, he acts like he's trying to beat his best time.
What he's doing now is he's putting a clamp on.
And you see all the blood just sort of splashing around in there?
And then he'll free up all of the intestine. So
don't you think it makes him feel weird, like kind of like a killer in a sense,
yes.
Even though she is dead?
Yes. It makes him seem so like... what's the word I'm looking for? When you just don't care about anyone, like you can do anything.
There's no empathy. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
I know that he didn't murder this person, right? But do
you
think... You
don't know that.
Well, I don't. I don't know that. I assume he didn't. Do you think this guy would be have an easier time killing someone than, like, one of us would?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not producer Brian, but one of us.
He'd definitely have an easier time carving her up really fast.
The renal capsule, which is a thin membrane that...
Because if I put a knife in somebody, that would be the first time I ever felt a knife go into somebody.
I know.
Yeah,
not this guy.
To expose the kidney itself, and then
he could literally cut out your kidneys in a matter of seconds.
I mean, we all have opinions about all kinds of things, but do you think watching autopsy videos makes you more think that there's no such thing as a soul, or that there is likely to be something beyond just physical bodies.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, man. Oh, God, that's fake.
That is not fake. Of course that's not fake. This is a medical
I know it's
video.
Not fake, but her face looks fake.
Isn't that crazy to see her neck skin just hanging?
Oh, God.
Doesn't it almost look like she's smiling?
Yeah, it does. It looks
like
she likes
it. Looks like she's got a coin. Upper chest,
you can transect like his knife is tickling her.
God, you know what's crazy? At this point, somebody could just climb inside her and walk around as her.
Which now, would look be at really this. This is what I was talking about. Look, that's her skull. Look what they're going to do. They're slicing. They're basically scalping her.
They're scalping her.
Is that the back of her head?
Yeah.
This is some kind of an Indian mortician.
He's taking a motorized pizza cutter and.
It looks like they're just trying to get every crazy tool in possible, just for fun. Use the key in order to. Why is he using an ice cream scoop?
And you see, did you see when he put her head back up? It really looks like a dummy. Brain has been
exposed. Oh good.
Oh my lord.
First thing he'll do is reach down in.
Seriously, how can that guy do that?
He's just cutting her optic nerves. They're the first thing
that will hold our what if, like, we don't realize it, but she can still feel pain? Like, long after death, you can still feel things. I would be pissed. Like, fuck, stop cutting out my brain!
In the posterior fossa of the skull. I need once that for heaven. Put his knife down into the frame and
make him and transect the spinal column. You know what's sad? Now she's not going to be able to remember shit when she gets to heaven. The skull. Oh my god! Oh no!
This was a human 5 minutes ago.
I've never seen anything like that. You could just wear her head.
And look at the blood just sloshing around. I am not laughing because I think this is funny. I'm laughing because I don't know how to deal with my feelings.
Oh man, it is funny though. Oh. God.
So that's basically the worst of it. Now he's just slicing her heart up. I think he honestly plans on serving this heart. Watch how he cuts it.
He's going so fast, I feel like he's going to cut himself, but not realize it.
Look at this. Doesn't it look like he's making a fillet right now?
Yeah.
Look at how tenderly he's cutting.
Wait, you know this guy's eaten humans before.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pause this, Ben.
Okay.
So what do you think the odds are that... Okay, yeah, I have a whole lot of questions. One, do you think that this makes it a lot more easy to murder?
Yeah, well, I think it makes it easier. He would have an easier time than I would.
Two, what do you think, Ben? Do you think it's just, it takes away, because I'll tell you what I think. I feel like it just detaches you from the idea of humans.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can't go through life sort of, you know, everyone, basically, you have an idea of life when you're a kid, and then you have an adult idea of life, view of life. Well, this guy he has no recollection, probably, of what he saw the world as when he was a kid. You know, like, everything has been deconstructed all the way down to every detail of what actually makes you tick. You know, he doesn't – I bet he doesn't
believe
his soul.
He looks at humans like mechanics look at cars.
That's exactly what I mean. So if – like, if something's sick, he would have no problem just sort of junking it, you know what I mean? Scrapping it for the metal.
He knows how quick he could rip your brain out. Anytime you meet that guy, he just knows.
Now, number two, what percentage, when you see this, I'm going to admit, that girl looked kind of hot when she was naked, the tan lines.
I mean,
she
still looks kind of good.
What percentage of guys that deal with dead people and are alone in rooms with dead people do you think have sex with them when they see a hot girl?
I don't know if they have sex with them, but I guarantee you a very large number of them
masturbate.
Yeah, they drop a digit.
Not even masturbate, but you know they're looking around, and you know what I mean. They're definitely looking at things in a non
scientific way. They're
like
human.
There's not like a procedure behind it. They're just taking a look.
There's definitely a pre-examination.
What I would do is I would just go down and give her oral for like 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
You know, just get her in the mood first.
Gross. I mean, just oral is gross. Hey, hey, let me tell you, I don't know how many doctors have get it on with these dead bodies, but if you have a fetish for fucking dead people, well, of course you're going to become a fucking mortician or whatever.
No kidding.
Well, that's the career you're going into. Like, if you like effing little boys, yeah, you're going to be a priest.
Right. No, I mean, that it does. No, I mean, obviously, if you like to fuck dead people,
oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be so amazing? Like, your first day on the job and you're like, I can't believe I'm going to get paid for fucking dead people.
This is the greatest country in the world, you're thinking.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, too. If wouldn't it freak you out way more to see a guy giving a dead girl oral? Like, you walk in a room and you see a guy fucking your dead relative. At least you understand where he's coming from. But if he's just going down on her, wouldn't that be really, really weird?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Because it's just for her spiritual pleasure. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Now, this is... I don't know. I
this podcast is going to be called Let Me Ask You This.
Let me ask you this. I almost don't even want to say this because this is probably the worst thing that's ever been said in our podcasting history.
I'm scared slightly.
But look, you know that sometime in the history of the world, and I'm not happy about the thought of this, but it's a fact. There's been a guy who has a thing for having sex with dead children.
Why? That's not so bad.
I think it is. What, you like having, you think sex with dead children's okay?
I'm not saying I think it's okay. I just think it's not that bad.
Well, I think it's pretty awful.
I mean,
I think it's awful, but I'm not shocked.
I think it's worse to have sex with live children.
Well, I think Danny thinks it's okay.
I would. Okay, if I was offered the choice between having sex with a dead child or a live child, I would have sex with the dead child, because then at least I'm only going to have a detrimental effect on my own psychology, not ruin this kid's life, because his life no longer exists.
Wow, you're thinking way too much about that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean...
I'm sorry, sir, but I think sex with dead children is wrong. And I'm not afraid to say it.
Chris taking another moral stand on this podcast. Honestly, okay, you have a choice. Have sex with a dead child or have sex with a live child. What are you going to do?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Is it a female child?
Yes.
Okay. Does she want me to?
When she's alive or dead?
Either one.
Assume that the answer is no in both cases.
And what do you mean by a child? Do you mean 4 years old or 15?
Six.
All right, perfect. I see what you're saying, but like, if it was your kid, would you feel the same way?
Hell yes.
Pretend you're the parents, Danny.
Hell yes, I feel the same way. Are you kidding?
Why don't you think of the parents?
Well, I would rather think of the children. Why can't somebody think of the children?
I'm just saying it's happened in history before, and I think it's wrong.
I think it's much less of a big deal the fact that people have had sex with dead children than it is that people are having sex with live children.
All right, let me ask you this. Getting off the dead children thing.
Okay. Hey, why don't we get off dead children? I just got off yours. Oh!
Dude,
snap!
Some things just aren't funny, Danny. Okay, do you guys, when you see this dead corpse or whatever, does it make you feel like we're just meat and
yes,
electricity?
I feel like a meat version of a car. I feel like a meat car.
So there's no spiritual. You don't
like
get any
meat computer robot.
You don't get any spiritual feelings by looking at this.
No, I get the exact opposite. I feel like my brain has tricked me into believing in spirituality when I watch something like this.
Let me ask you this.
And you guys know I'm a very spiritual person.
If everybody in high school, which, you know, everybody who goes through high school, everybody in the world, whatever, in the country, had to witness an autopsy, do you think there would be more or less religion?
Less.
Ben?
I think it'd be about the same, because a lot of religious people you meet, there's no convincing them otherwise.
Yeah.
But they already think what they think, no matter what you can bring as evidence to them, nobody's going to change.
That's true.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of people like me who would have been able to be changed if they'd heard a good argument. And I think that if I'd have seen this, it definitely would have raised
I think high school's too late, though.
But maybe
no,
you could
I don't
go
think
both
so.
Ways
no,
also.
Not at all.
I think you got to go like between 9 and 13, basically. If you really want to, when kids are really understanding how everything works. If they learned how everything worked all the way and science didn't have any answers then, I don't think all of their religious dogma has been pounded into them enough to so that it's hard for them to go against it at that point. I think some people, the reason they just refuse to believe in religion is because they've already decided that they accept it, and it's almost pride or something like that.
I don't want to get off on a religious topic or change the subject or anything, but I definitely think that it would make, overall, I think there would be less religious people. And I think that I don't think it would be a bad idea if we did have kids witness autopsies. Cause
me either. I think it...
You know, we have to confront death at some point. I think it's...
Of course.
Maybe that's why it's so shocking to us now, because, I mean, everything that you learn as a kid isn't always how things really are. So then when you learn different otherwise later on in life, that's why it's more of a shock.
It's not really a shock for me, because to be honest, I've seen a lot of autopsy videos.
And he's had a lot of sex with dead children.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we should wrap this podcast up again. We're going a little long. Plus, the music's coming in. Plus, another surprise visit from guest James Enox. How about this?
Oh, hi, James.
Jamie, well, I think we should probably explain, because this is the second time Jamie has interrupted a podcast. Well, not interrupted. I don't want to say that. You're always welcome. I just mean walk in the middle. I just mean walk in the middle. Because Chris...
Jamie hosts a cooking podcast after ours, so sometimes he shows up early.
Right, and Chris has been the producer on that podcast.
That's true.
We didn't want to...
And let me tell you, boys, I just found the greatest recipe for granola.
I'll tell you what it is. One part hippie.
One human heart.
Yeah, this episode might kill your appetite for granola or anything.
Yeah.
Actually, granola might be the only thing I'd want to eat after watching this.
Yeah, I might be a vegetarian or a granolatarian. Anyway, well, good night, Jamie.
Good night, Danny.
Good night, Chris.
All right.
Good night, Benjamin.
Good night, Jamie.
The outflow tract to the pulmonary artery is normal, and the three leaflets of the pulmonary valve are intact and normal. This is the aorta. She's opened the aortic valve, and you can see the two coronary ostia where the coronary arteries come off from the aorta, just above the valve cusps. This is the right lung. Yeah, that's right. You can tell that it's the right lung because it has three lobes, one, two, and three. The left lung normally will have two. Sometimes you can find multiple lobes in both lungs. Sometimes up to five separate lobes may be seen. Dr. Frick is now opening the main bronchus of the right lung and following it out through its primary and secondary divisions.